Excellent. Thank you very much for your comments and suggestions. We will try to accommodate as many as possible, and we'll try to do it within the framework of the document. One of the problems that we all have in all sub-programs is that actually the document is intended to be as short as possible. So adding long descriptions of why we put something in is actually quite difficult. And as Adnan mentioned earlier, it is also likely that New York will ask us to be even shorter, and at some point we will have to make a shorter version of this document. So with this general comment, let me go to the specific issues raised first by G77, Mr. Timori. On the South-South cooperation, the result three, improving industrial policy and fostering regional value chains in Southern Africa, is an example of our work on South-South cooperation. And I can also connect this with Grulak's question, because this project is scheduled to finish in 2020. In 2021 and 22, we will try to work on the same issue of regional value chains in other regions of the world, thus translating the lessons learned from the Southern Africa to other parts of the developing world. On the issue of illicit financial flows, obviously the part on research and analysis we have done in-house in 2020, but the technical cooperation part, the capacity building part, obviously was not implemented in 2020. And we hope that this part, the most important part as we see it of the project, will be implemented in 2021, sometime in the second part of the year, when we expect some normalization of the pandemic situation, and we will be able to travel to the countries which are singled out to be pilot countries for this project. We are hoping to test methodologies in 2021 and 2022, and then if this work is successful, then in following years, this can be then used worldwide. On the debt issues on page 17, indeed, we are organizing a debt conference, debt management conference in November of 2021. This will obviously be an important conference, given that the debt issues are now becoming more and more important in developing countries, with the debt situation being with many countries being in debt distress and encountering problems. So the follow-up on the debt conference will obviously depend on the results of the conference, and we cannot plan, but in 2022, as the debt conference, debt management conference is every 2 years, in 2022, we hope to be able to follow up on all of these issues with more DEMFAS program monitoring being implemented in more countries. The EU And the issue of mandate is always a tricky question, and we have to see the proposal. We will try to rectify what can be rectified as quickly as possible. Regarding results 1 and 4, giving more details and references, I already said the problem is that this document is meant to be very short, very succinct, and providing more details would be difficult. We can discuss this with Adnan and Jana to see if that would be possible. Regarding the UNCTAD 15 and delayed activities in 2020, obviously this year will be extremely difficult and with lots of activities. One of the issues that will in particular be of importance for subprogram 1 is that the freeze on posts is lifted. If that is the case, with several posts now frozen and with the full budget delivered in 2021, we are confident that we would be able to implement the whole program, to have a successful UNCTAD conference, and to implement some of the delayed activities from the 2020. And I think I would like to thank all the delegates for their comments. And as I said, we will try to accommodate as many of them as possible. Thank you very much.